You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's 22 minutes to 9 and Des is back with the latest sport.
Yeah, good morning, Audrey. Lots of live sport and Rory McIlroy is sharing the lead in the Dubai Desert Classic. He's having a great run at the moment. He's 7 under par after 17 holes and level with Nicholas Coulthard of Belgium and Andy Sullivan of England, who shot rounds of 65. So if McIlroy obviously can birdie the last, he goes clear on his own. Damien McGrain is 2 under after 13 holes. Darren Clark has dropped a couple of shots now. He's back to 1 under after 14. Peter Lawrie is 1 under after 3 holes. Michael Hoey level par after 17. Now in tennis, we know the lineup now for the women's final at the Australian Open. Serena Williams will face Maria Sharapova for the title. Sharapova, the Russian second seed, beat compatriot Ekaterina Makarova 6-3, 6-2, while Serena Williams overcame teenage challenger Madison Keys to advance to her sixth Australian Open final with a 7-6, 6-2 victory. Let's hear from the finalists. First, Maria Sharapova.
Oh, it's so special. You know, when you start off the tournament, you just really take it a match at a time. And it's been kind of a strange road for me to get to the finals, but I'm here and I'm really, really happy.
I'm really excited to be in the final again. I didn't come here with that expectation, so it's really exciting.
It's interesting, yeah, Sharapova's accent sounds very like Serena exactly. Williams, yeah. Andy Murray is just starting the men's semi-final against Thomas Berdych. We'll have updates on that throughout the morning. Now in soccer, Tottenham survived a strong fight back from League One side Sheffield United to set up a League Cup final with Chelsea after another late goal from Christian Eriksen. It ended 2-2 at Bramall Lane last night, but Tottenham go through 3-2. On aggregate, Eriksen, the Spurs hero, he scored both goals and his second coming 2 minutes from the end to deny Sheffield United extra time. That was after Shea Adams had scored twice for Sheffield United. But here's how Eriksen reacted and reflected on his two goals.
First one was a free kick, one of the better ones I have scored.
It is going to be Eriksen. Hits it. Brilliant free kick. Oh, my word. In off the post. Christian Eriksen gives Tottenham a two-goal aggregate lead.
Yeah, I would have been surprised that it hit that high in the goal, but it went in. And a second goal, of course, at a crucial time. But I think after 88 minutes, just to give me the ball.
Tottenham to Eriksen to finish it into the bottom right-hand corner. And from 1-0 up to 2-1 down on the night, Tottenham make it 2-2 this evening. They regain control of this semi-final on aggregate. And it's that man again, Christian Eriksen.
Elsewhere, the final place in the African Nations Cup quarterfinals will be decided today in a very unusual way. Lots will be drawn between Guinea and Mali. They drew 1-1 yesterday. They have identical records. They've drawn all their games 1-1. So it was decided rather than a playoff or a replay, because there's a quarterfinal at the weekend, lots will be drawn this afternoon to decide who finishes second and will face Ghana. The League of Ireland's First Division fixtures will be released today, no doubt eagerly anticipated by Dublin club Cavantilly, who were awarded an FAI licence to compete in the league next season. In Gaelic games, the Alliance Football League gets underway on Sunday with All-Ireland champions Kerry playing Mayo. Brian Carthy asked the Kerry forward Paul Geaney if they're as prepared as they'd like to be after the winter celebrations.
Maybe not as prepared as we should be, but at the same time, we had a great winter, and the holiday kind of brought the group even closer together, which is probably needed as well. You know, other teams would do maybe weekends and stuff, but we had 2 weeks away together, and we had mighty crack, and we had great days over there. And I think maybe we could have done with an extra week or two of training before the league started, but it's starting Sunday, and you know, we're just going to have to get down to it, and we are looking forward to it. Yeah.
Some great games at the weekend. There was a big win for Sligo IT in the Sigerson Cup last night. They beat Queens in Belfast after extra time, 1-9 to 8 points. GMIT had an impressive win over DIT by 2 points in Tuam. And Athlone beat Trinity by 3-10 to 10 points. There's a full programme in the Fitzgibbon Cup today. And there's racing in Thurles this afternoon beginning at 1:35.
Great stuff, Des. Thanks very much indeed.